shout hallelujah every day.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you today. The Lord turn His face towards you and give you peace in Jesus' name. God bless you from my time zone. It's good morning from us at Hallelujah Every Day. I'm your friend and host, Pastor Leke Toba. Today and always, the blessings of God will work for you at home, your workplace, your career, and of course in your business, in Jesus' name. Child of God, there's an African proverb that says, however far the stream flows, it must never forget its source. However, any river that forgets its source will eventually dry up. Never disconnect from your divine source, child of God, for your source is Jesus, and Jesus is the answer every day. Let's take a look into the scripture to prove this. John chapter 15 verses 4 through 5. Jesus said, remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me, I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Hallelujah. Child of God, listen to this. When God make a declaration to create the fish, He spoke to the waters. Let the waters swarm with fish and other life. When God made a decision to create trees, He spoke to the earth. But when God wanted to create man, He turned to Himself. So God said, let us make man in our image and of course in our likeness. Man is formed in the image and likeness of God. In other words, man takes after God. Not only that, in John chapter 10 verses 34, Jesus answered them, is it not written in your law? I said, you are gods. Child of God, listen to me. If you take a fish out of the water, it will die. And when you remove a tree from the ground, it will also die. A tree can't survive in the sky. It must dwell in its habitat, which is the land, the earth. Similarly, when a man disconnects from God, he is bound to fail, lose, forget purpose, and eventually die spiritually, and at times physically. Life then is destroyed. As it is written in the scripture, in the book of 1 John chapter 5 and verses 12, he who has the Son has the life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have the life. What am I saying? God is our natural habitat. We are created to worship, serve, and fulfill His will and purpose. We are to live in His presence. We must be connected with Him, because only with Him life exists. Without Him, outside Him, or separation from Him puts existence in futility. Let us stay connected to God. He is the vine and we are His branches. Remember that water without fish is still water, but fish without water is nothing. The soil without the tree is still soil, but the tree without the soil is nothing. God without man is still God, but man without God is nothing. Child of God, remember you must remain in Christ. Remember, Jesus is the vine and you are the branch. When the branch is disconnected from Jesus, the branch cannot grow. The branch cannot be sustained. As long as you remain in Him and He in you, growth is possible, blessings are possible, prosperity is possible, sound health, sound mind is possible, and the bountiful, wonderful things that God has in store for you and I. Child of God, now spread your hands this day as I pray. In the name of Jesus, as the sun cannot be hindered from shining, no power can stop your glory from shining in Jesus' name. Your source of joy, your source of peace, your source of blessings, your source of good livelihood will never be destroyed in Jesus' name. Ruth was already written off, but God changed the history to give her a great name and story. The God I call upon, however bad your situation may appear, Jehovah God Almighty will visit you today for good in Jesus' name. Hear this, the Lord does not just bless, He multiplies. Therefore, today be increased on all sides. Let disappointments become the lot of mischief makers around you. The Lord bless you from Zion, today and always, in Jesus' name, amen. Child of God, visit our website www.hallelujaheveryday.org for details and how you can be part of this great work, daily devotion, and evangelism. As we round up this podcast today, I must say happy birthday and congratulations to those having wedding anniversary and celebrations today. The glory of God will shine on you and do great mighty things in your life. You are blessed. You are for signs and wonders in Jesus' name. Thank you so much for your effort in sending and sharing the daily podcast around the world. You are evangelizing and a blessing to the world in Jesus' name. Remember, it's all about the gospel of Jesus and touching lives for a change and positive impact. We never take your time for granted, but sincerely value your input and feedback. Have a great day in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God.
Connect Hallelujah every day with Pastor Leke Toba on WhatsApp and WeChat or call +234 8067013664 or +234 8023319436. Follow, like, and subscribe on Facebook, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, and lots more. Have a great day, and remember, God's miracles await you every day in Jesus' name.